from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Turkey offers a coerced prisoner exchange. Turkey says it would release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who's been detained for nearly a year, if the U.S. extradited Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who Ankara blames for last year's failed coup. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says, and then the U.S. gets up and says this, that, and the other. Give us so-and-so cleric. Well, you have a cleric there. You can give back to us. You give him to us, and we'll give you this one. Brunson, who's lived in Turkey for 23 years, and his wife Noreen were arrested for alleged immigration violations in October of 2016. She was released while his charges have been upgraded to supporting Gulen's network, which Turkey has labeled a terrorist organization. The couple ran a Christian church in the Aegean city of Izmir. Noreen met with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson during his visit last month to Ankara. Tillerson then said that Brunson had been wrongfully imprisoned. U.S. relations with Turkey have soured recently over a number of issues, including Erdogan's increasingly authoritarian rule. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has made an unannounced visit to Qatar, holding talks with the country's emir and defense minister at the largest U.S. military base in the Middle East. Mattis renewed a call for unconditional dialogue to end a crisis involving his country and four Arab states during a speech at the United Nations General Assembly. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates cut ties with Qatar in June over its close ties to Iran and its alleged support for extremists. Well, Qatar has denied supporting extremism, saying the crisis is politically motivated. The defense secretary arrived in Qatar after wrapping up a trip to Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Islamic State on Thursday released an audio tape of what it says is a message from its top leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, which, if authenticated, would make it the first communication from the terrorist leader in nearly a year. It is unknown whether the audio was recorded, though Baghdadi references North Korean threats against the U.S. and Japan, which may indicate it was produced recently. The U.S. has temporarily suspended a law that officials said had been hampering the delivery of desperately needed aid to hurricane victims in Puerto Rico. President Donald Trump has waived the law known as the Jones Act at the request of Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello. The governor at a press conference last night.
The logistical transportation of the help that's arriving to Puerto Rico is kind of becoming a bottleneck, and what we really need are some human resources.
The Jones Act requires that all ships traveling from American coast to American coast must be U.S. ships. North Korea is accusing U.S. President Donald Trump of exploiting the death of a college student, Otto Warmbier, who died after being imprisoned and tortured by the Kim Jong-un regime. Warmbier was imprisoned in North Korea for 18 months for attempting to steal a propaganda poster. Ohio coroner Dr. Lakshmi Samarko could not definitively say that the young student had been tortured.
The fact that he has anoxic encephalopathy, or brain damage caused by the lack of oxygen to the brain, we don't know what the root cause of that is.
Warmbier was detained in January of 2016. The UN Human Rights Office warns rival governments and armed militias in Libya are in violation of international humanitarian laws. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, where the report is under review.
The report makes for grim reading. 6 years after former Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled, it finds armed groups, including the internationally recognized Government of National Accord and the opposition Libyan National Army and its allies, are creating havoc in the country. UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights Kate Gilmore says these armed groups are committing widespread gross violations of human rights.
The people in Libya are quite simply sick and tired of this situation. Its impact is felt daily by children, women and men across the country.
Gilmore says it is the people of Libya who are demanding decisive action to bring this dangerous situation to an end. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.